I want to be the first libertarian on the Democratic side of the House, and I think it's very feasible.
Hi, Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and I'm joined by a Libertarian Democrat. What is a Libertarian Democrat? Dan O'Connor. He's running for Congress, Brooklyn and Manhattan, against a longtime incumbent Democrat. So you're running a primary election. Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Libertarian? What are you doing, Dan O'Connor?
It's my strong belief that in modern day America, there's just as much overlap between Democratic voters and Libertarian ideas as compared to Republican voters. When you look across the boards at the issues, Democratic voters are generally against the wars. They're against the Patriot Act. They're against the invasion of privacy. They want the federal government out of the abortion issue. They want the federal government out of the gay marriage issue. I have no problem with the unions in this country. I'm not going to be trying to break up unions. That's not part of my agenda. They're against the bailouts. They're against the large-scale corruption and the government giving trillions of dollars to banks and to corporations. There's a lot of room for libertarians to run within the Democratic Party. I want to be the first libertarian on the Democratic side of the House, and I think it's very feasible.
What are you differentiating yourself as?
In separating myself from the incumbent, we are against the wars, and we are against the Patriot Act, but I'm against the bailouts, and she did support the bailouts. She also, she was against audit the Fed. Most of her funding comes from banks, and her biggest donor is, in fact, Goldman Sachs.
Which is a big employer in your district, right?
Indeed. Yeah. My district is Chinatown. I lived in China for 6 years. I worked for a free market think tank, and I speak fluent Mandarin and Cantonese. Education is a huge issue for the Chinese people in my district, and the cost of living is also a huge issue for the Chinese people in my district. They see their cost of living going up. They know that the Federal Reserve has been printing a lot of money in the past few years. So these are big issues for them, as well as the unemployment rate.
Now, you're in New York, you're presumably fundraising. When you come up to someone and say, yeah, you know, I'm a Democrat who's been working with the von Mises Institutes and I want to audit the Fed, do they look at you like you're a crazy person? Or is there a constituency in New York for this unusual for America basket of ideas?
I think the government bailing out the banks, this is unpopular to everyone, both, you know, Democratic and Republican voters. And when you ask about talking to the people in my district, I think that the debt is a bipartisan issue and everyone is genuinely concerned about the debt. I think that the bailouts, according to polls and surveys, over 80% of Americans were not happy with the bailouts in retrospect. I do not think this is a partisan issue. And in fact, audit the Fed was also a bipartisan issue in Congress last year.
By the time it came around,
Democrats and Republicans were both supporting it. They don't like the corruption. They don't like the crony capitalism that we see in America.
Tell our viewers what they don't know about New York State and the Libertarian Party and who can run and who can't.
There's been no success for Libertarian candidates in New York in recent decades. Libertarians cannot run. There's no Libertarian ticket. And most
You literally can't run. If you're going to run for city council even, you can't get the LP on a ballot.
No. Nope. And therefore, there's a lot of dormant and unhappy Libertarians in New York who want someone that they can get behind. And there is definitely a lot of potential within the Democratic Party, especially given that an overwhelming majority of citizens in New York are already registered as Democrats.
When's your primary?
Primary is going to be next September.
Next September?
And, yeah.
All right. That's great. Dan O'Connor, thank you very much for joining us. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.